listener production.
Hey there, it's Lizzie Vigo with you. The inquiry into what brought down an MRH-90 Taipan helicopter killing four Defence Force personnel is continuing. This week's second public hearing will hear from family members of those who died during the Exercise Talisman Sabre crash last year. Yesterday's hearing heard from Defence personnel around the training processes pilots underwent, including the use of night vision goggles. The hearings continue today. The state government has announced a 20% boost in funding for the domestic, family and sexual violence sector for the next year. Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government, though. He's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched.
We've made a contribution here. It's an increased contribution on top of what we regularly contribute. And there's an opportunity, I think, for the Australian government to also increase their funding commitment.
Mayor Troy Thompson is under investigation by Queensland's Council Integrity Watchdog. It comes as questions have been raised about the validity of his history serving in the Army and SAS, one of the key claims of his recent mayoral campaign. During official Anzac Week duties, Mayor Thompson failed to exhibit any medals of his own. A Department of Housing, Local Government, Planning and Public Works spokesperson says the matter's been referred to the Office of the Independent Assessor. And the Royal Flying Doctor Service has announced its local heroes and Georgie Arnold has received an accolade. Ms. Arnold is making great strides in promoting the inclusion of young women in aviation. She says the RFDS does so much for local communities.
Through one of my businesses, Aviatrix International, we've been able to host lots of fundraisers and raise a lot of awareness for them. To be able to work alongside such an incredible cause and be named a local hero is just something I would have never imagined, but I'm very grateful.